News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Last night, Gardaí arrested 10 men in Cork as part of a major drugs operation. We're joined by Ralph Regal, Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent. Ralph, what more can you tell us about this story?
Yeah, it's a very, very significant operation by the Gardaí. It's not surprising that it happened in West Cork, because, of course, West Cork notoriously has connections with some of the biggest drug seizures in Irish history. But what's unique about this operation is the fact that the number of people that were arrested are from various different European jurisdictions. No drugs were found as yet, although that operation is still ongoing. But what's intriguing is that a number of those detained were actually very experienced divers. So it puts the focus on something that has been speculated about, and certainly the Gardaí have been looking long and hard at this for a long time, is that part of the drugs distribution network may very well involve drugs being deliberately deposited offshore. They could be underwater with electronic tagging devices, and it would allow the gangs then to basically access them in a much more surveillance-free way.
Gardaí believe they have hit upon a drugs importation pipeline of sorts.
Yeah, very much so. I think the fact that this looks to be multinational, so we're dealing with individuals, there's a total of 10 people have been arrested. They range in age from their 20s up to their 50s. As part of that quite dramatic operation in West Cork yesterday, a camper van was stopped at a crossroads outside the village of Lepp. A lorry was also detained. Both of those vehicles are now undergoing a detailed forensic and technical examination. The nationalities so far involved a person who's a Dutch national, several Spanish nationals, a UK national, and Irish nationals. And what's intriguing about some of the Spanish people that have been detained, as I've said, is that they're very experienced subaqua personnel or divers. So it really does shine the focus on the fact that for a long time, it's been believed that the gangs have been using a semi-underwater delivery system in a bid to evade detection. And that's one of the things that Gardaí are looking long and hard at.
Okay. Ralph, just before we let you go, a really shocking story from Tralee, a woman in her 20s hospitalised after an alleged stabbing and a sexual assault. What more do we know about this story?
Yeah, it's a very, very nasty incident. And this young lady was attacked in a property on Main Street in Tralee. She's in her 20s. She suffered a number of suspected stab and slash wounds. Now, they're not life-threatening, but she has been treated in University Hospital Kerry. Once she's medically recovered, she will be given full counselling support, because she was the victim of a very serious sexual assault. Gardaí have arrested an individual. He was arrested at a different address in County Kerry. He's currently being questioned. He's in his 30s and he's not from Kerry. He's actually from another Munster county.
Ralph Regal, Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent, thank you for
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.